Well, about in. It's a Saturday. And yes, I will be downloading that song. It's from Newgrounds. It's called The Freeze. And tune of free, there we go. Yeah, some best beats. I like Newgrounds now. Look at this type of thing. Alright, well, pretty sure you're all wondering, what's next? Who's next? Who is next? Alright, well, it's been a good week. This week is, we're gonna do a Bowser this week. I'm pretty sure Bowser's next. I'm pretty sure, because, you know, Bowser, and then after you beat Bowser, you get Peach, so I'm not going to do Peach this week. Alright, Bowser. First game, Super Mario Brothers 1. He appears in 2, 3, Galaxy, Luigi's Mansion, Super Mario Sunshine, pretty much all those good things. He's appeared in just about every single Mario game and the Luigi game possible. Even the parties, the sports games. There's never been a game that just had Mario in it. Mario's never had it that good. Unless you play like Blastworks or something, or Spore. You may not have a Luigi or Bowser or something. Alright, well, his stage. Really, it's just any Mario stage. It's really new. I'll go against each other. Now, even if there may not be a Bowser, he always appears somewhere. Even Baby Bowser. Sorry about that. Good call. This up move is a little spin. Total like shell spin, you know, like down like rise as a recovery move. Down. Down is like a ground pound. Standard one is the fire breath one, and the side ones are like a grapple and then body slam. Yeah, I'm not tired this time, it's just... Okay, and his final smash is Giga Bowser. He turns into Giga Bowser, which, yeah. Pretty much the same moves. It's not like something ultra special, it's just something that's been in like Melee. Yeah. Giga Bowser's always good. And this week, we're gonna talk. Oh, yeah, and again, let's see. It's technically still a game because it's PC. So here we go. Spore. Pretty much is your creature and creature and stuff. But you know, it just seems a little short. But of course, you know, the things that you do to the environment really don't really exactly carry on like you kill all the other creatures. I have Pokemon in mind. I befriended them. I killed them the Max's people. Specialized on Pokemon. I'm Neo Mew on the Spore. So check out what I created. I even have a YouTube account, which is Mew44. That's me, and then the word 4, and then the number 4. Because I don't want to. That's why. I should have put Neo-Mu back then, but yeah, I didn't think of the name back then. I'm not gonna say who I am. But Neo-Mu, yeah. In Spore, you go from the cell stage, you swim around and meet the other creatures and stuff. And you got the creature stage. Which is really cool, which is kind of similar to how the Spore creatures for the DS is set up. Spore for the other things. Like in Spore Origins, which is just the cell stage. That's all it is. Kinda creepy, but yeah, who cares? There's a little app you can play whenever you want, I guess. Creatures looks okay. And the Wii version, which I heard there will be, because how would that not be one for Wii? I'm gonna get that one for Wii, for sure. Yeah, I had the PC one, but. Yeah. Downloading stuff online for the Wii might be a little troublesome. I mean, not compared to a PS3 version. But if there's gonna be a version that's gonna be for Wii, I'll get for Wii. Unless, say, I get a PS3, which I'm probably gonna get one since it's a hint. PS3, 80 gigs are now $400 starting this month. Hurry. They may pull off the price. But a word of warning, what I heard in E3 is that it will probably have the same compatibilities, hardware stuff, as the 40 gig did. So I wouldn't throw out your PS2 yet. Just yet. Another news. Alright, now we go to website alert. No, website watcher. Alright, this week on website watcher, which is what I'm going to call it for now on, is. What website do I want to say? We said new crowns already, we said home store runner site already. Let's go to YouTube. The definition for that one is user-generated content, where people host illegally uploaded stuff like movies and cartoons do. But no one seems to really care. Like Naruto Abridged, NTAS. Which is Naruto Abridged. Yes, and then the DBZ Abridged. They're funny. They're interesting. That's why I go to YouTube usually. And then uploading my stuff with YouTube. Well, you know, they may not have much about YouTube, but it's pretty nice. YouTube.com. If you haven't heard of it, then you're a noob. Now, what we else want to go to is, well, yeah. Oh yeah, and now freeware alert. Last week we talked about iSwift, a free flash creator. It was the other ones too, which. Final, I'll be posting them on a new website, the Neocast. So that way, there would be a site which I can post those, and users can comment about it. So that way, I can get some more. And I'm gonna start up the website soon. Probably be a Google page. I don't know, or maybe a free web, or maybe just the InVision free I've been using. Be right back. Thank you. Oh yeah, this week on the Tour Alert thing, we'll be looking at any video converter. Free. The free version, and it is a pro version, but the free version works well. I'm trying to blank which ones I should say, but I'm pretty good database of what's free and what's not. Well, it's a free application where you can convert videos and also download videos from YouTube and Google. Oh yeah, it makes it a lot easier if you want to download Google videos, which in the past you were able to, but somehow Google, being selfish, wanted to not allow people to download their stuff. So you gotta convert them into an audio format. So that way, you can just listen to them if you want. Or there's songs on there, which most YouTube videos have. Yeah. It's free. I'll provide the link in the show notes for the podcast today. Okay, I have 21 minutes left. I have a co-host here today, but he's doing his homework, so, yeah, he's going to be busy for a while, I guess. Might be short, might be just a podcast instead. But, you know, trying to give you the whole thing. Let's see, talking about something. Let's see. Yeah, I'm gonna. Oh, yeah, it was four. Let's see. For now on, I'm gonna give games a rating based on how I think they are. Let's go back to the first game I reviewed, Pikmin. I get that game. The original Pikmin. I wouldn't get that very high. Because they only had a 30-day limit. So, I have a score of 1 to 10. I get that a 6. It's a good game and all, but yeah. Its sequel, I'll give an 8. Luigi's Mansion. No, wait. I forgot what the second one was. We got a Luigi's Mansion, which was last week. Wait, I think I remember it. Yeah, Luigi's Mansion, I would give a 7.5. It's a good game. And hope to see a sequel to that game. And this week was Spore. Spore's pretty good. I get that a 8.3. Spore Creatures looks okay. Haven't played it, so I can't give it a rating. The creature on the iPhone, which is very similar to Flash games, I'd give that a 6. I don't know, wait, 4. 4.2. Yeah. I still have 15 more minutes. There will be no new tales this week. Then next week, we'll have 10 minutes. Sorry. Just drawing a blank. And I don't feel like doing it this week. No morning. Next week I'll give you guys 15 minutes. How about that? 15 minutes of story. As a bonus. next week is my birthday. Yeah. So, yeah. I'm gonna stop in probably about 7 more minutes. So I don't have not that much more to say. We can talk about stuff, but let's see if we can find that one. Oh yeah, CC Cleaner is a freeware app that, you know, can clean your computer, like registry errors and other stuff that might be slowing down your computer. It sped up my computer really quick. Plus, it deleted all the cookies and that stuff. And disable the entry that the startup does. Pretty sure it only works on Windows. I don't know. Oh yeah, and then from now on, I'm gonna have either it works for Windows or not, or Mac or Linux. We're not gonna do any other ones besides those three. Linux by any chance is also its own freeware. Linux works on a computer. That'd be the example. It doesn't take OS. It is an OS. It's a free OS. I'd love to see how Linux works. I'll go look that up on YouTube. No way am I putting that on my Windows XP computer.
Linux.
I'm going to check it out. But Windows works for what I wanted to do. Pretty much everything is built and revolved around Windows. There are some Mac applications. Oh yeah, Spore, because it's a PC game. Not freeware, sorry. Works with Windows, XP, Vista, and works for Mac. The requirements are different, though. Okay, the requirements for PC. We're gonna go through those first. Is Windows Surface Pack 1 or higher, or Windows Vista. CPU requirements, 2.0 gigahertz, Pentium 4 processor or equivalent. I got Pentium D, so yeah. RAM for Windows XP, it's 512 megabytes. For Vista, it's 768 megabytes. Hard drive needs at least 4 gigabytes of hard drive space, with at least 1 gigabyte additional space for creations. Yeah. When they download them. What's weird about how they're downloaded is that they're actual pictures, but somehow the game is able to read it as an actual creature. Photo data, that's what I'm gonna call it. Prototype data. Oh yeah, and video card. 128 megabyte video card with support for Pixel Shader 2.0. I don't know what Pixel Shader is, so. Now, this game will not work on Bower PCs. G3, G4, G5 based Mac system, Power Mac. Won't work with Power Macs either. Power PC or Power Mac. Pretty sure. Now, we can go to the Mac. It will not work with Linux, so no need to go there. Mac, since I have no clue how to read this, I'm going to take a guess. Mac OS X 10.5.3 Redbone or higher. That's for Mac. CPU, Intel
Quad Duo processor. RAM. It's actually double of what the XP is. It's 1024 megabyte RAM. That's not even fair. That's so not fair. Hard drive? At least 4 gigabytes of space with 1 gigabyte additional space for creations. And the video would be ATI X1600 or Nevada 7300 GT with 128 MB of video RAM or Intel integrated GNA X3100. Well, it has internet connection, online authorization, and in-user limit required to play. To access online features, you must register online with the enclosed serial number, which I'm not going to give. You can't make me. Only one registration available per game. Terms and conditions and future updates can be found at EA. USB 13 is plus to register online. EA may retire online features after 30 days now as posted on EA.com. Well, give a few more minutes. I just got a little more detail for this game. I'm going to post an interesting picture with an album on it, that's for sure. It's going to be interesting, alright. Alright, we have to create your universe and tidal pool, make waves to intergalactical spaceships. Make everything using drag and drop tools. Evolve your creature, develop your species through 5 stages, sell creature, drive civilization in space. They're actually different levels of gameplay. The civilization tribe, no, tribe and civilization are both RTS games. And the spaceship one is just hovering around the planet, picking up stuff, destroying things. It's not the best one, I have to say. I don't really like it. I don't like the space one. I like the civilization one the most, because it's fun. I want to bombard everyone. They will all die. All surrounded by military might. Now, explore your planet and beyond. Discover thousands of new worlds and befriend or fight amazing alien civilizations. Amazing meaning whatever you have downloaded. Share with the world. Player creations are automatically exchanged, always keeping the game new and it's surprising. You never know what you're going to get. Pretty much, you know, they haven't even had a patch on September 18th. Mac users have to wait until next week. Okay, we're going to keep updates as I get them on Spore from now on. It's PC, it's $50, and it's Win Mac, so it's just one disc, not like one's Mac. One's Windows. Yeah. Purple. I like the box art. The box art's great. Of course, then there's Galactical Edition, which I didn't get. I wasn't in the mood of getting it. I'll just go by trial and error. I don't need to build a better bean. I just look online for tutorials that people make. That's all. I mean, you can build ships, you can build land vehicles, air vehicles, vehicles, and actual spaceships. And you can build buildings, town hall, a national anthem, or civilization.
You can say that if you want. Oh my. Good to you. Did you press Control P? Go to, you know what to go to, the S-Pen 262 stylus. Never go to fax.
And that was my, you know, a co-host is actually putting that out. And his name is Zero Sasuke. Because he can't. Yeah.
Is it on? Did you hold it? There we go.
Printer was off. It's printer out, as I say. He's not very talkative. He doesn't want to be online. Let's be up about probably like 8 or so. I don't know. Probably around the time Naruto comes on. Over here. I don't know. We probably want to watch it Naruto. I don't know. Probably record on DVR. I haven't fully explored this game, which is interesting. Alright, well, we seem to have actually used up all the time. Back.
Well, that is it. We got 3 minutes left. I'll give you the tails anyways. I'll still give you like 10 minutes next week. Take 5 and a half now. They went to the harbor town. Neo Tails. Last time. DNA. Giovanni. Harbor town. Me too. Max. This week, episode 3, Harbor Town. So Max went into Harbor Town, and he's trying to, like, find where he is, of course, or where to get to the next town. Andrew, of course, is still in the harbor, and then the dock, very dock base thing. And he was like, when is Max gonna come back? It's just not that easy, said the store manager. We have it back in Harbor Town. Yeah, the mountains are over there. If you go through there, you should see a village. It's the Ween Town. The Ween Town, said Max. That's right, the Ween Town. Well, okay. Back at Giovanni's place. What are we gonna do with that DNA? I'll tell you what we're gonna do with that DNA. We're gonna create a new creature. Oh god.
But we can't. That's impossible.
We're gonna do it. We're gonna call it Mir 3. That's what it's gonna be. Create a new one. More power. More destructive. More diabolical.
You don't mean. That's right. We're gonna take over the world. The Geo, the Geo, and the Pirates. It's.
Yeah! Well, that's it. As always, send emails and I'll get back to you. Them at neofrancoats@yahoo.com. It'll be on the side. I'm just going to put them on the actual notes. So that way, we always have something cool to watch. And I'm Neo Mill.